Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about inflation as your friend.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about shifting markets. There is concern there's a recession coming. There's a concern there's going to be an inflationary influence in the marketplace shortly. Does that mean we should shut down and we should just hunker down?
I don't know. If you follow the herd, you get, unless you're in the head of the herd, you get to walk in the buffalo poop at the end of the herd. Herd.
Well, so. Wait a minute. Where are we? I don't want to be in a herd of buffalo.
No. So restated, form a plan, execute the plan, but that will take into account certainly the power of money. Those with money get to vote. Those without money don't get to vote.
Well, Bob, let's talk about that inflationary influence. You had a really great description prior to the microphones being turned on here.
Uh-oh.
And that was about how you can make inflation your friend, how
yes.
You can actually, with the right asset, you've got an opportunity there.
Well, unfortunately, for people who are retired and they're on a fixed retirement income, inflation is not their friend. You get the same amount of income, and unfortunately, it doesn't buy the same amount of groceries next year as it did this year. And inflation is not your friend. If you invest in an asset that, in fact, will rise in value in accordance with inflation, then inflation can, in fact, be your friend, or at least it neutralizes the adverse impact of inflation. Inflation, of course, being the reduced purchasing power of the dollar.
That's right. And again, we've talked about cyclical markets. You're betting on the fact that it is a cyclical market in that process, too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, no matter what you do, invest with a reserve, a cushion, if you will, so that you can sustain any effective loss that occurs as a cycle starts to decline. If you put yourself in a position where if one tenant were to vacate the property, you go broke, that was not wise. That was simply gambling.
A little too close to the edge there.
Yeah, way too close
to the edge. So if the lender says 25% equity position is safe, is that a number you'd use?
Yes, a 25% equity position is deemed by the lenders to be safe. But again, take a look at it. Can you sustain several months of mortgage payment without any form of income? If so, you've got a great hedge.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.